Timmins today asked all candidates questions ahead of the October 24 municipal election. Below are the responses from Ward 3, Schumacher, candidate Sylvain Lacroix. Timmins' population is declining, with another drop reported in the most recent census. What can be done within the municipality's scope to attract and retain new residents? The declining population of Timmins is putting our economic future at risk. There are two actions that I think could help retain our population. First of all, we need to make the city more alluring to our younger generations who travel out of town for their post-secondary education. Something to help them want to come back home. I also think community programs to help our new Canadian students adapt to Canadian life could be beneficial. Communication and transparency have been identified as a concern by the public and by the chamber. What does municipal transparency mean to you? Transparency in my own campaign means a lot to me. I've mentioned before wanting to host open mic night events in Ward 3 to really be able to speak with the community members I am hoping to represent. On a municipal level, I want to be answering calls and emails whenever I can. I want to be able to answer the questions people have, especially when it concerns them. Related. We're already in a crisis. Doc shortage top priority for group C. Advance voting opens October 11th. Everyone is feeling the financial impacts of inflation and the cost of living is rising faster than most residents' salary increases. How can the municipality help residents, especially those with a low income or seniors, through this period? Unfortunately, it's the provincial and federal government that has the responsibility of dealing with the impacts of inflation. However, the city of Timmins could offer free Timmins transit rides for those going to work and more geared to income housing for those less fortunate. What do you want voters to know about you? The main complaint I've heard from the Ward 3 community members is that they feel as though Ward 3 doesn't get enough of the council's attention or help. My top priority is to help everyone in Ward 3 feel like they are just as important as the other wards. I lived in Schumacher for 19 years, even I was feeling like things weren't changing or improving. It's time Ward 3 gets the representation it deserves. Vote Sylvain Lacroix, somebody who actually wants to represent and fight for Ward 3. Read Lacroix's candidate profile here. The other Ward 3 candidates are Bill Gavazdanovich and Carter Lukic. The municipal election is October 24. Advance voting is being done online and runs October 11 to 24. In-person polls are open on election day.